Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. It's been a minute. Do you know what I hate? I hate shows that podfade. Podfading sucks. Like, if you're gonna not do a show, just stop doing it. Don't just put out an episode every few weeks, then months, then just disappear without saying goodbye. I've never done it, I don't think. I haven't done it very often. And this kind of verges on that. I don't know if technically it does fit into that definition. I hope it doesn't. I did an episode in June, which was pretty cool. I think it was, we talked about E3, it was fun. July, I was on vacation, on a holiday, so it doesn't count. And I broke that holiday to talk about the scandals at Blizzard Entertainment in August. And since then, I haven't had time to do a show. It turns out, having children is time-consuming and mind-share-consuming. And I have been extremely tired, and I haven't had time to do the show, even the way I did it in the past year, solo. And I don't like that. I don't like that I am not dedicated to this thing that I really enjoy doing, talking about video games in English. I do it in French as well. If you want to hear me talk about video games and learn French at the same time, you can go and check out Le Rendez-vous Jeu. But I really love doing it in English, and it's a connection to my English-speaking community and to the English-speaking community, which I really enjoy. And not doing Pixels is kind of, for me, like removing that connection. And I don't want to remove it, which is why it has taken me so long to come to the realization or to accept the fact that I can't reasonably do the show anymore. To be honest, I enjoy doing it alone. I really do. I hope some of you enjoy listening to me doing it alone as well. But really, the goal of the show was to have this incredible rotating panel of guests from across the industry, the way I do it for my French show, where, you know, throughout the life of Pixels, I have had some incredible guests. I'm not going to start naming names, but there were a number of really, like, my good friends and some really incredible members of the industry. And I'm so proud of the episodes we've done so far in the past, wow, it's been 6 years. And I don't want to stop. You know, podcasting is it's not a mission, that's not the right word, but it's like, passion is trite, but it's true. It's, I want to do every show that I want to do, but I'm also a father, and I'm busy, and I have other things I need to work. And if I'm being completely honest, my French shows have become a little bit bigger and require more of my attention than they did in the past. I think I'm a little bit more professional in them as well, and I can't do like 4 or 5 or 6 shows the way I did before, at a time when I have 2 very small children. I think that's the key here. It's just not reasonable and achievable, and the quality of some of the shows suffers. And, or, you know, some of them I don't have time to do, as, you know, Pixels. But I want to. And it's been hard to accept that really I have to be reasonable and know what I can do to do it well, and maybe put a break on the things that I don't have as much free time, enough free time to do, free time, work time. So Pixels is going on a break. I'm also putting the Phileas Club, which is my other French show, on a hiatus. And when I say hiatus, it's more accurate. It's actually what I'm doing with Pixels, with maybe, I hope, as I do with the Phileas Club, I hope we can come back at some point. And the funny thing is, for the Phileas Club, it talks about the topic, you know, it has a mission that is really very close and dear to my heart. For Pixels, it's a little bit different. I have a lot of avenues to talk about video games. I have a lot of ways to talk about video games in different places. And, you know, most of all, I do a show in French about video games, so I talk about them every week. But I also love talking about games with the English-speaking community, and this is my outlet for it. So I don't want to say that it's never going to come back, because if I have time, I want to do this again. And I want to connect with the English-speaking community, maybe in a, you know, not exactly the same show format, but I want to do it because I love talking to all of you and discussing all of the things that are important in this community. You know, of course, it was very important for me to come back and talk about Blizzard and harassment and discrimination there. And that, you know, I do almost on a weekly basis now on the French show. But also, that's not the only reason I think it's important and enjoyable. I think the video games themselves, I love talking about them and talking about them with you. And it's a little bit different when I talk about them in English than when I do in French. I enjoy both, but it's like having, I don't know, you know, ice cream and French fries. Both are delicious, and I love both, but they're a little bit different, and I would like to have everything. I want everything, but I have children, and that's everything enough, I guess, for now, for the next few months. So my daughter is going to daycare in the next few weeks, and hopefully that will free up some time and some mind share to do things, a little bit more things. But I don't feel like it's going to be enough, and the things I need to focus on are specific. And so in order not to start a year with things that I know that I am not sure I can finish the year with, I think it's better than that I put a little bit of a stopping, how do you call it? A milestone, a stopping milestone. It's the opposite of a milestone, is it? Because it stops here. So a stop stone. I put a stop stone on the show, and I hope that at some point I'll be able to pick the stone back up. That metaphor is not working. That I hope I can come back and maybe do the show the way I did, but even if I have to do the show the way I do now, meaning me talking to all of you, I'd like to do it because I love having those, you know, conversations in English as well. So we'll see what happens. I think maybe I'll, you know, publish an episode of the show here and there to talk about a specific topic. Like, for example, you should watch Arcane. It's an amazing show. Maybe this will free up time to be on other podcasts that are less demanding, quote unquote, because I don't have to produce them. I would hope that would be the case, and that allows me to be connected to the English speaking community in a way. I don't know what will happen. I don't know, but to me, starting a show is a big deal, and stopping it is. Some people, you know, start and stop shows all the time. When I start something, I'm in it for the long haul. So 6 years is nothing to scoff at. You know, it's a decent, very, you know, a substantial show, but stopping it for now. And yeah, I'm rambling now, so I'm going to stop. Hopefully I'll come back at some point. I hope you enjoyed our time together. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm not Patrick. I'm also on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, but mostly on Twitter. And Yeah, I'm going to miss all of you. I already do miss all of you because the show hasn't been on. But hopefully we'll see each other again somewhere in a different way, different place, different show. Or even this show. Who knows? You can unsubscribe if you want, but maybe you shouldn't. Maybe it will come back one day. I love all of you. Good thoughts. Many hugs. Talk to you soon.